This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Britain on Saturday removed Spain from its list of safe countries to travel to after the country measured a spike in new coronavirus cases. The decision means those visiting Spain will have to quarantine for 14 days following their return to the United Kingdom. Deputy Chief Medical Officer for Britain, Jonathan Van Tam, said the decision came after a tipping point with new data about the level of disease in Spain.
One of the things that we always have to be prepared for in this pandemic is, I'm afraid, that things can change very quickly, and things have changed quite remarkably fast in Spain.
The decision means anyone returning to Britain from Spain, either from the mainland or from its adjoining islands, will be required to self-isolate. Hurricane Hanna came ashore along the Texas Gulf Coast late Saturday, lashing the shoreline with wind gusts, rain, and storm surge, and even threatening to bring possible tornadoes to a part of the country trying to cope with a spike in coronavirus cases. Stacy Stewart is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
People need to understand that even after Hanna moves inland, that the heavy rainfall threat will continue for at least two, maybe even three more days.
Many parts of Texas, including areas near where Hanna came ashore, have been dealing with a surge in coronavirus cases in recent weeks, but local officials said they were prepared for whatever the storm might bring. British guitarist Peter Green, who led the first incarnation of Fleetwood Mac in a career shortened by psychedelic drugs and mental illness, has died at age 73. A law firm representing his family said he died peacefully in his sleep. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Broadcaster Regis Philbin, the genial host who shared his life with television viewers over morning coffee for decades, has died at 88. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I feel pretty good.
You do?
Well, I feel, you know, a little the weight of the whole thing, you know, the somberness of it all. And where's Regis going? Regis, don't know!
Regis Philbin was the most genial of TV hosts, sharing his life with viewers and bantering about the events of the day over morning coffee, first with host Kathy Lee Gifford starting in 1985, and from 2001 until his retirement in 2011 with Kelly Ripa on Live with Regis and Kelly.
They watch it, they say, because it makes them feel better. And it can't get better than that. It makes them happy, and I'll never be able to top that.
His family says he died Friday night from natural causes. Regis Philbin was 88.
Thanks, everybody.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The life of the late John Lewis, the Georgia congressman and civil rights icon, was celebrated Saturday in Alabama. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The boy from Troy, as Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. called him, came home for the last time, and it was a fitting tribute at Troy University, where he'd wanted to go to school but was denied because he was black. He'd spend the rest of his life fighting to end racism. His young nephew was one of several who spoke.
My name is Jackson Lewis Brewster, and Congressman John Lewis was my uncle and my hero. And it's up to us to keep his legacy alive.
Lewis's body will cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge on Sunday, 55 years after the famous Civil Rights March. He will lie in state in Montgomery, then on Monday and Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol, before heading to Atlanta for his funeral Thursday at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King preached. Lewis died last week at the age of 80. I'm Julie Walker.
Tens of thousands took to the streets of the Russian Far East city of Khabarovsk for the third straight week on Saturday, protesting against the arrest of the region's governor, Sergei Virgal, on charges of involvement in multiple murders. Virgal was arrested earlier this month and flown to Moscow, where he was put in jail for 2 months. A member of the nationalist Liberal Democratic Party, Virgal was elected governor in 2018 and is widely popular in the region. A leading rights defender whose detention in Kyrgyzstan became a central point of contention between the Central Asian country and the United States has died in jail. 69-year-old Azimjan Askarov was serving a life sentence for inciting disorder and complicity in the murder of a policeman, allegations which he denied. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.